This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into another live Saturday edition here. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about an Indiana mom who has sued principal and a teacher after her son was forced to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But coming up, Mark, you're going to be telling us about, and I can't believe we're going to be talking about this, but Kim Kardashian has opinions about gun control, and we're supposed to care about that?
Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah.
So you're going to share some of that with us here. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We also have Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Michael. He's calling from Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Hey, and so glad you're on the air. We've got to fix radio in this country. I heard you were talking a few weeks ago about the possibility of your being on 400 or 500 stations if people would just get behind you.
Sure.
And I think this Comey hearing gives you that perfect opportunity. Because
was this the one where John McCain was like stumbling over himself and super confused?
Well,
that hearing. I saw some video footage from that last night. It was kind of sad.
Well, listen, here's the deal on this Comey hearing. Most of the lawyers...
Is it still going on, this hearing? I'm not paying close attention to it. Is this like a multi-day thing?
I'm saying the discussion about it is going on. It's been going on for 30 days since he was fired on May 11th.
Sure, but, sure has been, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I'm saying. Most of the lawyers commenting on it are among the stupidest people in the world. I mean, all over television, all over the radio. I've never seen such stupid people. And
why? Why do you say that?
Pardon me?
Why do you say that?
Well, just listen to their logic. You listen to the lawyers.
Well, I don't watch and listen to these things, so, I mean, you're going to explain it.
You're going to have to elucidate.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you listen to them long enough, because they're all trying to wax eloquent and sound like they're constitutional scholars, but what it finally boils down to when they finish their long soliloquies and monologues, what it finally boils down to is this. There is nothing that a president can do wrong that he cannot pardon himself for. There is no amount of money that he cannot steal or receive in bribes, which would be illegal because there's no such thing as a conflict of interest for a president. He is not covered under the emoluments clause that forbids all other government workers from lining their pockets in government. This is what they are all saying. Now, they all, this is why I say they're stupid. Because they are suggesting that the Constitution was in place to prevent the Revolutionary War. People get sick of this. People get sick of this kind of thing. What I'm saying is this. Human nature says there is a limit to what a president can do. But these stupid lawyers can't figure that out. People are not going to stand for this kind of thievery. Now, nobody.
You're saying the lawyers are. Understand what you're saying here. You're saying that the attorneys commenting on this Comey hearing are saying that the president can do anything he wants, and you're saying that no, he can't because people aren't going to allow that?
That's right. That's right. People, if they know.
Well, how are they going to stop it?
Well, the reason why is because these boring lawyers. Will take an hour to make the point that I just made, that the president
But how is that going to result in people stopping the president from doing whatever he wants? That's what you said, right?
The point is, as long as the lawyers are controlling the conversation, the people are never going to know what's going on. They're not going to know that Donald Trump is lining his pockets with $350 billion from seven different nations that hate the United States. They're not going to know it if that's happening, because these stupid lawyers...
Now, are you speculating, or do you have, are you claiming that Donald Trump's actually doing that?
I'm saying that, hypothetically, if he were doing that, they're saying he can't be audited, he doesn't have to reveal his tax return, and even if he were caught doing it, he could pardon himself. I mean,
so basically what you're saying is that you don't believe that people could stop Donald Trump from doing whatever it is that he wants to, as long as lawyers are commenting on television. I mean, it seems like a ridiculous thing to say.
I mean, Washington, D.C. is a lawyer industrial complex. There's no doubt about that.
This is why. Because as long as they are controlling the conversation, the people will not know. We have investigated.
Okay. Well, they're not controlling the conversation. They're just attorneys that are, you know, speaking on talking heads shows on television. Most people don't even watch TV.
That TV. They are controlling the media.
The lawyers are controlling media now?
Oh, yes, yes.
Then how come they're not, you know, sending us a cease and desist order?
How come they're not what?
How come they're not sending us a cease and desist order? I mean, obviously, this show is kind of a threat to the status quo. I mean, we literally have total voluntarists on the air here advocating for the abolishment of the entire state of the United States. I mean, we're on 170 radio stations, so we're not the biggest show in the world. But you're making this blanket claim that lawyers control the media, and it doesn't seem like they control this show.
Well, you actually interrupted me before I could give you the exact percentage. I said six companies control 95% of the information that Americans receive.
Okay. I've heard that claim before. So, what radio companies are in that six companies?
Well, I can't recall right off.
You don't know what the six companies are. You've just heard that there are six companies. Can you name some of them?
I've heard the same thing.
I've heard them listed. Disney, Fox, et cetera, et cetera.
But there are six. Okay.
And it's
so are you saying that one of those companies or two of those companies controls all of the radio stations or 95% of the radio stations? What about radio? How does radio fit into this sort of media spectrum?
Yeah, are we talking about average quarter hour listenership? Are we talking about broadcast power? Are we talking about the number of antennas out there? Because I've heard this claim and I don't really understand it.
Well, thank you, because I don't fully understand it either. I'm just saying that it keeps appearing in various places without a lot of explanation to it. But I want you on 400 stations.
Thank you for that, Michael. The best thing to do in that case is to go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can amp the show there, even though I don't think we really agree on a whole lot of stuff. He's called before, and things can get a little heated. But if you like the show and
you can call them. Yeah. I mean, he's right about that. He's right.
You can call in
and you can get your opinion out and reach hundreds of thousands of people or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that media, and thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. There's no doubt that media has consolidated over the years. Even though we have more channels now, let's say on television, where, I mean, I haven't had cable TV since I was a kid, but I've encountered it a few times in the last 15 years, and it seems like there's more channels now than there ever have been. So you get more of a selection now, but yet there's still that thing that he was talking about where there, you know, only is so many owners of all of these different channels out there. I get that. I understand the concern.
Sure, and it would be a lot easier for Free Talk Live if we either A, worked for one of the big companies out there, then we would it be though?
We'd probably be out of business.
No, they probably stifle our opinion. But if we were one of the shows that was on their network, we'd get a lot more airs. We wouldn't have to ask. We'd just be there.
They'd put us on because we were their
we were
show.
The product. Yeah. Or it would be nice for us if we owned all those radio stations. Then again, we'd have to run them, which doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me.
No, thanks.
But running a radio station is kind of tough, and the radio business is seeing a lot of changes. iHeartMedia is,
they're in trouble.
Really, really, really in
debt. And so is Cumulus.
Cumulus is even two
of the biggest companies out there. And when companies get over their head in debt, there's usually only one way out, and that is to sell off assets to, you know, the highest bidder, which could be a bunch of mom-and-pop owners. So we may see a divestiture.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll free anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They've recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have been skyrocketing since 2015, and certainly even more so in the last several months. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. In fact, smaller transactions basically killed them off of Bitcoin, which is really sad. And so if you've been wanting to get the latest on what's happening behind the scenes with Bitcoin, with this geek war, this drama that's been going on, the folks over at news.bitcoin.com have been covering it. And this is an important issue. In fact, we're going to be talking more about it next week, Wednesday night. Charlie Schrem is going to be joining us on the air from Jax.io. He's going to be explaining this upcoming user-activated soft fork threat that is coming down the pike here sometime, probably August 1st. So there's a few weeks to kind of figure these things out, but it's getting a little scary, I have to say, for the future of Bitcoin, and we're going to be talking about that more next week. But if you want to get the latest on the news front from Bitcoin.com, just go to news.bitcoin.com. And if you are interested in learning more about Bitcoin, maybe you're brand new to it, just jump over to Bitcoin.com and you can get started there. So again, Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking with our first caller of the night about the issue of media consolidation. And we just touched on the point that some of the major radio station companies out there are heavily in debt. They don't seem to have any way to get out of that debt because they're way over-leveraged. And these big debt payments are coming up over time, and it doesn't seem like they can make it. So if they can't, then that means they're likely going to have to start selling off their assets to the highest bidder in a bankruptcy process. Now, I'm not an expert at bankruptcy, but that's my understanding of generally how things work. You go out, you can't make your payments to your creditors, and then you got to sell off assets to try to do something. And that could ultimately lead to more independents running radio stations. It could lead to more choices in the marketplace as far as options are concerned. Less of the media consolidation over time that we've seen. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I tend to think that media, there's going to be fewer. It used to be that you had the newspaper in town. It was basically a license to print money. You had the television station in town.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make bank. Well, the rules have changed over time, and the competition's changed over time. Digital has reached out and taken, the internet,
yep,
has reached out and taken a big old chunk out of advertising, and it's not going to stop anytime soon.
That's true.
Today, Facebook is, I remember 5 years ago, Facebook advertising was laughable. Just the notion of Facebook advertising really was a joke. And now it's not funny anymore. Businesses of all sorts, local and, all sorts of businesses are doing Facebook advertising. And
they say it works.
Google AdWords and all kinds of different advertising out there.
I don't want to buy ads on Facebook because I think it's a terrible platform, but there are people who are getting results from it, and I can't deny that.
Well,
our guy on Thursday nights, Chris from Route 101 Local Goods here in Keene, he says that it works for him. Like, he advertises local sales on Facebook, and people show up saying they saw it on Facebook. So obviously, it can work.
Yeah. So that's the difference between branding advertising and direct response,
mm-hmm,
right? So if you're having sale, it's direct response. You need the customers to know right now, and those are the customers that are going to come for a sale. Whereas if you're trying to brand something like, right now, what's your favorite brand of tire? What's your favorite, mm-hmm, brand of soda? What's your favorite, whatever it might be, something's coming up in your head.
And there are reasons for that.
And there's reasons, because some companies have worked very hard and paid a great deal of money to be able to get that branding, shoved into your brain, to occupy that real estate inside your brain. And I'm afraid, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. All you print people out there, print and digital are very similar. Print and digital don't do branding the way that that audio does. So if you want branding advertising, you got to look at radio, you got to look at television, you got to look at podcasts, you've got to look at streams, you've got to look at something where people are talking or noises, people are hearing noises, and that's the way that branding works.
You got to look at Kim Kardashian. You put her in front of something, and people are going to pay attention to it, even though she probably doesn't really have anything worth saying.
That's a celebrity endorsement, and it works quite well.
Yep. What was the thing where she broke the internet? I don't know if she was advertising something, but it was her in a semi-nude state bending over something. And there's just been so much coverage about Kim Kardashian, this and that. Now all of a sudden people are talking about her gun control views for some reason. Mark, you wanted to share those with us here tonight.
Yeah, generally I would try to avoid the whole Kardashian.
Yeah, why are we
talking
about this?
Well, because people care what she has to say. And
isn't that sad?
I think it illustrates what, sort of the simplistic ideas people have about gun control.
There are plenty of, we'll get into her viewpoints here. There are plenty of attractive women in the world.
Sure.
Why this one? Why is Kim Kardashian such an obsession for people?
I cannot answer that for you. I think it's her fanny. People like it.
There's plenty of people with, big butts.
I know. Like, the internet is full of...
Sir Mix-a-Lot made a video about it a long
fannies,
time ago.
Right. And, he really brought fannies into fashion, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have good answers as to why the Kardashians are the way the Kardashians are.
If you do, dear listener, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's not our intelligence, right? 855-450-3733. She doesn't strike me as a particularly bright person, but I've never met her, so I don't really know.
There's lots of different types of intelligence, and we can say that she has managed to... she seems like a marketing genius, right?
Mm.
Like... We're all buying Kim Kardashian all the time.
I've never bought anything from Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but the fact that we're talking about her means that we've bought...
Well, you were the one who brought her in for a show.
I understand. The reason I brought it in, you're the one wanting to talk about it. I want to talk about the quote.
Right.
I think the quote is more interesting than the person who made the quote. Because I think that we all have simplistic views on how guns can... many of us have simplistic views on how guns are going to be fixed. And I think that Kim Kardashian...
Guns work fine. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you need to fix them
gun
for?
Gun control, I guess.
Okay.
So go ahead. Let me read this here.
Where's this from, by the way?
This is from thehornnews.com.
Sounds reputable.
What can I tell you? It's got a quote, and the quote's
all right.
Legit.
All right.
So, anyway, it says right here, this is a quote from Kim Kardashian. I'm not against guns. I'm not against people owning guns. After what happened to me in Paris, and it's my understanding there's some terrible thing happened to her in Paris, I can't say that I'm an expert on this. I know how important it is to be safe and have armed security. So she understands that it's important for people to have armed security, or at least her. But there's a but to this.
Hold on. We'll get into that here. If you want to comment on Kim Kardashian, gun control, or whatever is on your mind, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Live Saturday edition of the program. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. So we're talking about, unbelievably, the gun control viewpoints of one Kim Kardashian. Mark, you had begun sharing a story from The Horn News, a right-wing website,
yep.
With apparently a quote from Kim Kardashian that you wanted to share.
Yep, she says, "I'm not against guns, and I'm not against people owning guns." After what happened to me in Paris, I know how important it is to be safe.
What happened? Did she get robbed?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Some piece of important piece of jewelry or something. I can't say anything. But, you know, I mean, when you're high profile like this, crime can occur.
Yeah, sure.
I'm very pleased.
Crime can occur to anybody.
Yeah, it
can. Wrong place at the wrong
time. Sure. I'm just saying that, you know, crime of a higher level can occur. I'm happy she's safe. And, you know, that's I think that's what's most important here. Anyway, going on. All of my security team is armed. Of course, her security team is armed.
Yep.
But they also support stricter gun control laws and believe we should restrict access to firearms. Here you go. Here's the kicker. This is how we solve gun control, according to Kim Kardashian.
It's according to her security team.
Right.
She's not saying that
sure,
they
her
are.
Her security team, I'm sure, is experts at making this happen. For one, we restrict access to firearms for people with mental illness. That sounds really awesome, doesn't it? Like, we're just going to stop crazy people from getting guns, then it's all handled.
Mm.
But exactly how does this look like in the wild? Is it anybody who's ever had some kind of report of mental illness? Is it somebody who's, disabled because of mental illness and receives a government check? You might have an agreement for me on that. Just anybody's ever made an accusation that you're crazy? Because that's happened to me all the time.
Yeah.
I can get somebody to call right now and claim I'm nuts. Not a problem. So exactly.
I'll tell you right now, you're nuts.
Right. There you go. Not a problem.
But this has been something that this idea of crazy people shouldn't be able to get guns has been batted around in D.C. for a long time.
Yeah, it's a pipe dream.
I think they're trying to enforce that to some extent.
I understand. But the problem is that, you know, you can't. Soviet Union decided to call people who didn't agree with Stalin crazy.
Yeah. If you are not in favor of the state, you're crazy. That's
right.
Oppositional defiance disorder. They got a name for it.
Right, they get a name for this. So at that point, whoop, there goes the gun rights of all the people that disagree with the government. Just all you have to do is implement this rule, and there you go. The next thing.
The important point is that you can pass all the laws and restrictions that you want to, but that's not going to stop a crazy person from getting a gun.
Right, and that's also the other issue is that when you outlaw crazies having guns, then only the outlaw crazies have guns, right? It's the crazies that will abide by your rules won't have any weapons, but the crazies who will not, who look remarkably like sane people, you know, it's not like cops are just going to be able to say, oh, yeah, that's a nutty guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I better pat him down, make sure he doesn't have any guns. Well, that's not how freedom works, America. That's not what this country was founded on. My Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think that there maybe could be some, a little tweaking to the Second Amendment to make it a better document for the 21st century, but it's for people like this that have simple solutions to complex problems that scare the heck out of me.
Hmm.
Going on. Anyone who's previously convicted of a misdemeanor. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That pretty much eliminates a good chunk of the people of the United States.
Well, I can tell you that the government can eliminate anyone's ability to have a gun at that point. Right now, there's the book written, 3 felonies a day?
That's right.
It suggests that the average American commits 3 felonies per day.
They just don't get caught.
They just don't know. They don't even know what they are in many cases.
Because there's so many of them.
There's a lot of people sitting out there listening to their radios right now saying, I don't commit 3 felonies a day. Well, maybe you don't know. But I'm willing to bet this. You commit 3 misdemeanors per day.
There's a good chance of that, for sure. You might commit more than 3.
Right. Are you leaving your car running? That might be a violation level. I don't know. But there's all kinds of rules and all kinds of ways that they can get you. And misdemeanors, they're a dime a dozen.
Sure.
They're all over the place. And at this point, anybody who's got a misdemeanor conviction, that's just the government deciding who can have a gun and who can't.
Sure.
She says, convicted of misdemeanor, those who have been subject to a temporary restraining order.
That is really like a lot of people.
Right. Okay, so a restraining order.
Every relationship that has gone bad where one party has called the police has likely resulted in some sort of temporary restraining order.
Right. So you have people who, according to this list, who have misdemeanors, mental illnesses, or have ever had a restraining order put against them.
I mean, should we really be taking this lady seriously? Does anybody really care what she thinks?
Not because of who she is, but because there are people out there, lots of them, that believe that this is the kind of solution that's going to fix gun problems.
More control.
Right. Terrible things happen. Sandy Hook. Some madman goes in there, shoots up a school, and kills a whole bunch.
You had to bring up Sandy Hook. Now you know that. Conspiracy people are going to
be trotting out. The conspiracy theory people can trot out everything. They
claim
believe
it didn't
the
even
earth
happen.
Is flat.
Right.
Okay? So I can't deal with everybody's conspiracy theory out there. If I can't say around the globe without getting some lunatic calling into a radio show, Ian, I don't know what to tell you. So it's Sandy Hook. You know, we are told by the news at Sandy Hook a whole bunch of kids were killed by some lunatic. How could we have put rules in place? Well, any one of these rules would have stopped that lunatic, in all likelihood, from...
Didn't he steal that gun from his mother after murdering her or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
I think that would have prevented him.
Well, now we've got to make sure that if somebody's in the house that fits these rules, then the house can't have a gun in it. There's always a new rule that you can put in place, and pretty soon, no one can have guns. That's what I'm saying, is that, you know, A... The Second Amendment says shall not be infringed.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450, free like freedom. Let's go to Bob in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Bob.
I sure appreciate it, you guys.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to give an example of what happened to me back in 92, and a few years ago. But I had a lifetime handgun permit to protect myself. And when I did protect myself, I was attacked by somebody, and they jumped the fence and told me they were going to kick my ass. They jumped the fence and come running towards me.
Mm.
And I pulled my gun. I didn't shoot it. I didn't shoot them, or I didn't shoot the gun. But I was arrested for criminal recklessness and thrown in jail. And my name was on the front page of my local paper for criminal recklessness. And come on. Well, what the hell? And real quick.
And all you did was defend yourself from an oncoming attacker. Now, what ended up happening? Did the state drop the charges? What was the...
Well, I was found not guilty after waiting 8 months wondering what's going to happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
I could have been put in jail for like 5 years.
Justice's terrible swift sword.
I waited 8 months.
8 months is chump change compared to how long a lot of people wait. 3 years in some cases for criminal convictions.
Was it a jury or a judge that came down with that verdict?
I let a judge decide it.
Interesting. Bob, hang on. If you got more to tell, if you got more to your story, stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from. from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up anything you want. For some reason, we're talking about Kim Kardashian and her view on gun control, which she claims is her security agent's view. She has a security team that she says she's happy carries guns because she needs protection. That's important. But all those people with misdemeanor convictions, they shouldn't be able to have guns.
All the little people out there who don't have security teams, well, that's kind of, I mean, it's rather vain to presume,
do you think,
that, you know, people could have security teams, I guess. I don't know what percentage of the population has security teams.
Probably less than 1%.
I'm going to say it's they say they're the 1%.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and say it's the 0.01% have security teams, and the rest of us have to defend ourselves with what's with what, you know, weapons that we have.
And she wanted to take gun rights away from even people who'd been accused of, what was it, domestic or a restraining order?
A restraining order. Anyone who'd had a restraining order against them.
A temporary one, I think she said.
Right. And now a restraining order, for those that do not know, although it can be put in place by a judge, and I'm not entirely...
They're frequently put in place by judges on an ex parte basis, which means that the other party doesn't get to actually speak until later.
Right. It's not a conviction.
Right.
It's not a trial. It's nothing like that. It's
a preemptive
somebody
move.
Saying, I feel threatened by this other person, and you need to violate their constitutional rights.
Right.
And I get it. I mean, like, I'm not against restraining orders. I'm just saying, hey, let's not pretend that a restraining order is some kind of, you know, anything but what it is. It's just a judge saying, all right, that person can't come within a certain distance of you.
Let's go back to Bob in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Bob, you were telling us about a story that happened to you back in the early 90s when a man rushed you and you defended yourself by pulling a gun but not actually firing it. You faced 5 years in prison for that, and ultimately a judge found you not guilty. Was there more you wanted to add to your story?
Well, basically, I just wanted to warn everybody that this can happen to you. I never thought it would happen to me.
Yep.
And real quick, the Second Amendment, it's what are there, 23 amendments or 25? I can't remember.
But I don't know off the top of my head. But
it's only a right that you have. It's only a right that you have where you have to pay a fee and pass a background check to exercise your right.
Not in every state. Indiana is one of the freest states in the union, but I don't know
you have to pay a fee and pass a background check to carry a handgun to protect yourself.
Not in New Hampshire.
I think that
or
in
Vermont.
I think in New Hampshire that you can buy a handgun and just put it in your pocket and walk out.
Okay, well that's one of the few states. And also,
well, no, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about a permit. You were talking about buying a gun. I apologize. I maybe misunderstood.
Yeah, no, carrying a gun or protecting.
Yeah, okay.
Exercising your Second Amendment right.
In New Hampshire, in Vermont, you absolutely have the right to exercise your right to bear arms without asking permission. You don't have to get a government permit to do it here, thank goodness. But, Mark, what you were talking about was
buying one.
And in that case, there's federal restrictions.
It depends if you buy it from a retail store or if you just get something off Craigslist.
As I understand it, you can buy a gun from another person in New Hampshire if that person is known to you without any kind of background check whatsoever.
Yeah. But, I mean, in order to carry one, I think all 50 states, you have to have a permit.
No, you do not. Nope, that is incorrect.
Nope, not correct.
In Vermont, not in New Hampshire, and I'm not sure about Arizona.
I don't think Alaska either.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. I appreciate hearing from you. But it's understandable why somebody would think that because...
Sure, in their state, they have to.
Well, and permits are pretty prolific. I mean, in certainly the supermajority of states, they're going to want you to have a permit.
And I think from a theory standpoint, it bears pointing out, permit... is the root word of permission.
Meaning you don't have a right.
Right. The rights and permission are antithetical to each other. If you must ask permission to do something, you don't have a right to do it.
That's correct. They've converted the right into a privilege.
You may have a right to keep and bear arms, but you don't have a right to keep and bear arms on my property. You need my permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the United States government has... owns all the property within the polygon that we know on the map that we know as the United States, then sure, then you would have to get their permission. But that's not the way I learned it in civics class, and it's not the way that it's sort of held out to us. I would say that functionally it is true that, the United States government does own all the land that is the United States. It's just theoretically not supposed to be that way. It just has become that way over 230 years.
And it's become that way because people have allowed themselves to become more enslaved over time. They've allowed themselves to be ruled by these people because if the first gun permit came out and everybody just turned their nose up and laughed at it, then it would never have gone anywhere, right? Like if you didn't have massive obedience, then you wouldn't have a lot of these problems. So people have sort of voluntarily given up their rights and converted them into privileges by going along to get along. Oh, well, there must be good reason for this, so we're law-abiding. We're just going to do what we're told. Well, guess what? You do what you're told once, and they'll tell you to do something again and again and then something new and then something else on top of
people
that.
People break speeding laws every day. There's enforcement of those speeding laws. Exactly how is it that civil disobedience is what you're sort of talking about here, or at least noncompliance? How is it that noncompliance has worked as far as speeding laws go?
People speed all the time.
I think you've got misplaced your blame. This is an enforcement issue. And God bless the men and women wearing badges across the United States, but those are the people that enforce these laws that the highest
law
of the land says shall not be infringed.
I agree with you. They're part of the problem.
They take an oath to the Constitution of the United States and then presume that the Supreme Court can infringe the rights that the Bill of Rights was very clear on. And I would point out that the public refused to vote in the Constitution until the Bill of Rights were included. So there's a real problem here as far as...
I get what you're saying. The police take a lot of blame for enforcing bad laws, but if the people wouldn't go along with it, then it really wouldn't matter because they can't put everybody in jail. No, I'm talking about regulations and rules and permits and things like that. If everybody caught with a gun didn't have a permit, what are they going to do? Build a jail for 10% of the population?
Well, what we see is that people don't like the speed limits out there, but they're willing to pay the ticket. Right? What you're saying is that we need a nation of civil disobedience.
Okay? Which isn't going to happen. I'm just saying that's part of the reason why this is a problem. If you don't like the gun laws today, if you don't like all the regulations on business, well, part of the problem is people just do what they're told. If people didn't do what they were told, the state wouldn't have any control over them, or much less than it does. Let's talk to Sean in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sean. Listening to WNIS.
Good discussion here.
Welcome, sir.
I will fully concede that the Second Amendment could use some tweaking, but let me tell you why it never will be tweaked. I mean, besides the fact you need two-thirds of Congress, two-thirds of the states to sign off on it.
Three-quarters.
Yeah, besides you need all that to get it taken care of, it's people like Kim Kardashian making these weird caveats that unfortunately our brainwashed people somehow agree with. It's people like Dianne Feinstein, Hillary Clinton, who agrees with... I mean, she's not in office anymore, but who agree with the Australian type of gun control. So, yes, the Second Amendment, when written, included, I don't care what anyone tells you, included cannons.
And everyone cannon. Absolutely.
So people want to talk about the Second Amendment, they could not conceive of these weapons of war that we currently have. Yes and no. There were automatic weapons back then. Go ahead, do your history. Cannons were included.
Are you talking about the air rifle that Lewis and Clark took across the United States? Is that one?
I don't know which one you're talking about, but I've seen enough pictures and read enough to realize that there are more than one or two or three out there that I am referencing.
Okay.
So our founders were brilliant. And if you look back at Thomas Jefferson's readings and others, various of our founding fathers, they were staunch gun rights.
If these brilliant men had just gone ahead and put an enforcement clause into the Constitution, that would have been awesome, right? Like, if a politician is caught, attempting to pass an unconstitutional law, their head will be lopped off on the steps of the White House at noon the next day.
Well,
like, that might actually have worked.
It still requires them to enforce those words.
I gotcha,
right?
But
you can write the words down.
There's nothing there. A law with no punishment, as any lawyer will tell you, a law with no punishment has no teeth and is of no value.
You guys are hilarious. So let's get back to carrying guns, right? So carrying a gun. I am what's called, I label myself as a moderate Republican who leans libertarian, which means I lean freedom. I don't want violent felons rolling around with firearms.
What about nonviolent felons?
Let me talk to you about that.
What about nonviolent felons?
Exactly. You got me. I don't know. Here's the problem. It goes back and forth.
Hold that thought, then.
I'm gonna put your feet to the fire when we come back, because this is an issue that I'm really quite good at, okay?
You're a felon.
That's because I'm a felon.
More coming up here. And a violent felon. So stand by, Sean. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free number. Allows you to join us here. Also on Skype at LRN.FM. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.